Okay, we are beginning today Masechta Shkalim. Before we start Masechta Shkalim, I'm going to read a Gemara from Masechta Sukkah, which on Daf Chaf Ches, everybody knows this Gemara. Everybody knows it. Ready?
You're doing it just to get an easy Gemara?
No, you'll see why I'm doing it. Where is this Gemara? Tana Rabbanan. Shmonim Talmidim Hayilo Lehil Hazakin. Hil Hazakin had 80 Talmidim. 30 had were roy to have the Shechina rest on them like Moshe. 30 had were roy to have the sun stand still like Yoshua ben Nun. 20 of them were average. Gadol Shabakulon, the greatest one was Yonasan ben Uziel. Katan Shabakulon, Reuchanan ben Zakkai. The least of them was Reuchanan ben Zakkai. It's a machlokas. Is it the 80 or is it the 20? Okay. Amru lavalab Yochanan ben Zakkai. The 10 of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is the least. Shalohi niach mikra, Mishnah. He didn't leave over. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, Agados, Tiktuke Torah, Tiktuke Sofrim, Kalim, Chamurim, Gzereshavitz, Tkufos, Gematriot, Sichas Malachi Asharis, Sichas Shadim, Sichas the Kalim, the language of trees, Mishalos, Kosin, even the mashal of the laundromat, mashal of shu'alim, the mashal of foxes, davar gadol for davar cotton. What's davar gadol? Masim merkava. What's davar cotton? Havayas da abaya v'rava. Even though he lived before abaya and rava, it means the what would happen, what would come to be. V'kayim mashenemer lahanchel ove yesh was for tzeim amalei. That was the least of the 80 or of the talmidim. V'chimiyacha shekadon shavukol and kach gadol shavukol achat kama v'kama. So if that was him, what was the greatest one like? So the Amru Alav Al Yonasan ben Uziel, they say about Yonasan ben Uziel, Shabashah Shayoshe Vosik Batorah, when he was sitting and learning Torah, Kol Oof, Shepareach Alav, any bird that flew by, Miad Nisraf got burnt. That's end of the Gemara. The Yerushalmi continues. And the Yerushalmi asks, and what about Hillel? And what about Hillel? Right? The Babu stop. What about Hillel? And the Yerushalmi answers, we know the Kutzker's answer to that. The Kutzker gave the answer like this. Yonasan ben Uziel, when a bird flew over, it got burnt. Hillel was so great that when a bird flew over, it didn't get burnt. Yeah? That's what the Kutzker said. So the Yerushalmi, that's not what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, what about Hillel? So the Yerushalmi answers, Yonasan ben Uziel was 4 amos. If a bird was in 4 amos range of Yonasan ben Uziel, it got burnt. With Hillel, it was 100 amos range. That's the end of the Yerushalmi. So ask for Mordechai Weinberg, Rosh Yeshiva of Montreal. Why did the Gemara ask? Why did the Bavli ask that question? Why did the Bavli stop right here? Why did the Bavli ask that question? And why did? And not only that, why didn't the so Yerushalmi ask? What about Hill? What about Shemai and Eftalion? What about his rebellion? And what about Yeshua and Prachia? Keep on going back. How come the Gemara stops like over there? Right? Like why? So he answers, because the Yerushalmi was older than the Bavli. So the Yerushalmi had less Yeridus Hadoros than the Bavli had. So the Yerushalmi, to ask the question, what about Hillel? It was still within the realm of Hatsaga to ask about Hillel. To go beyond that, couldn't. No Hatsaga. Can't relate. The Bavli couldn't even relate to Hillel. So the Bavli doesn't even ask, what about Hillel? Bavli stopped right away over here by Yonasan ben Uziel. Why? So far away. So we're starting now Yerushalmi, which is a. It's not hard. The language is hard. The Gemara is much easier because there's no back and forth. There's no shot. So far, there's none. I did today's and I did half of tomorrow's. There's no back and forth. It's so just straightforward. The language is very hard. So, but you have to realize something. It's older than the Bavli, and in a way, it's more special because it has a more of a closer link to the Masorah, as I just proved in the story. So now I don't want to be presumptuous, but I would imagine that most people don't learn Yerushalmi. It could be I'm wrong. Most people, the rove of people learn Bavli, rove don't learn Yerushalmi. So you have a chance now for 3 weeks out of 7 years to link into the older Masorah, a Masorah that's older. In a way, it's more special. Why is it more special? Because it's a closer connection to the Masorah, to Har Sinai. And to we should take the opportunity with that in goal in mind, not with this dread. Okay?
You feel chastised?
No, I wasn't talking to him. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to myself as well.
Why is there no Bavli?
I don't know why there's no Bavli. The bigger question is what's it doing in the Daf Yomi cycle?
The answer
is because then you finish Moed.
Exactly.
If you learn, it's the only one that's not a part of Moed. So if you do this, you finish Moed. Right? At least you can finish Moed, at least. Right? Okay. The Mishnayos are the same for Bavli and Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah, all Mishnayos are the same.
Hence, my question I
want to
ask you after that.
What? Oh, okay, fine. You can ask me now. No. Fine. Okay, no problem. Very good. Good? Good
introduction. Theory. I look at the clock.
Good introduction? Good introduction? Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go. The Echad Ba'adar, on the first of Adar, Mashmi'in al Hashkalim. We announce that the Shkalim are due on the first of Nisan. Why they do the first of Nisan? It's a three-way machlokas in the Gemara. The Al HaKlayim. We also announce that if anybody has Klayim growing, it's a good time to get rid of it, because we're going to come get rid of it for you. One of the Achronim asked, why don't we announce that there's a time for Shkalim? We don't announce any other mitzvah. Everyone should know that soon you got to get a lulav. No one does that. There's no mitzvah like that. There's no mission like that. No, and no mitzvah, no mission like that. Only by Shkalim is such that we're going to announce that you have to bring Shkalim. It's a very good question. The question's a lot better. The answer that he gives, one of the Achronim I saw here in Masifta, he gives the answer, he says, because the payoff is not immediate. In other words, shake a lulav, you get a lulav, you shake a lulav. I don't need to be reminded to do that. I don't need to be reminded to take a shofar and to take matzah. I don't need to be reminded. But here, what am I doing? I'm giving it to the Beit HaMikdash. There's no payoff. I don't do anything. I don't have any inspiration. I just give it to him.
As if he actually will tell you, it's different. Now it's money. When you're collecting money for
this, you just have to bother people. You have to bother people. Okay, it could be. It could be shot. That's what he means to say. The only problem with that is, I hear that, and it's true. That's human nature. The only problem is it's still a mitzvah. So you have to. People don't want to do a mitzvah because, but they'll spend money on the matzah. That they'll do. They don't have to be reminded to do that. But the actual check to write the check, it's a yeah. What? Right. They're getting matzah for it.
You think people would give no schitim if they weren't reminded?
What?
No schitim if people weren't reminded.
So he's saying it's tzedakah. For any tzedakah, I have to be reminded. Okay, it's like tzedakah. Okay, that's good. Now, ubechamisha aser bo, back in the Mishnah, on the 15th of Adar. Korinus haMegillah b'Kerachim. We read the Megillah on walled cities. Why is this here? It's here for the next halacha. We're going to see why it's here. We're not really going to answer the question, what this is doing here. It's doing here because there are other things that we're going to start to do a month before Pesach to get ready for Pesach. So why do we pick the 15th and not the 14th? With 90% of the world, 98% of the world reads Megillah on the 14th. And a few places in the world, most of them are in Israel, read on the 15th. Right? So I pick the 15th. So Gemara's going to answer that question. I don't understand the answer. The Gemara's going to answer it on the base. What? The Gemara's not going to give that answer. The Gemara's a whole complicated thing. Umesaknin et hadrachim. And they would fix the... Drachim is the highways connecting cities. Vesarachovos. And the streets within the cities. What would they fix them for? So there's four perusha on this page. Right? There's the Karban Eda, the Rivavon, the Tiklin Chadatin, and the Mishas Eliyahu, which is the Gra. I picked the Karban Eda to read because I found it the most like Rashi. So the Karban Eda says, it's a staggering Karban Eda, it's in the third line, Umusakhtin Azarachov Azadrachim, Hashvakim, the street, Sheneskalkalu, that got ruined, Biyamos Hagashamim, during the wintertime, Bishvil Ole Regalim, because of the Ole Regalim, that answer makes sense. Inami, or Bishvil Harotzchim Bishkaga, all the people that murdered Bishogig. You have to prepare the road for them. There's so many of them that all the roads got messed up. We need to fix them. What kind of shot is that? How many are there? Right? So many. Yeah, like it's like all over Gulf, everybody. Right? Not everybody. The whole country goes to say the roads can get ruined. I understand. For the murderers, Bishogi.
That's a halacha.
I know, but you have to fix the roads because there's so many over the winter. There were so many murderers that the roads now are no good for Pesach. Can I answer that? It needs a Hasbro. Anyway, what else would they fix? It's mikvahs amayim, any mikvahs. So they explain because they got muddy and maybe they got left of a shear. Osin kol tzorchei harabim, you do anything for the rabbim needs. What is that? The Gemara will explain. Amitzainin es hakvaros, they would mark the kvaros, they would paint the kvaros. You go to Israel, you can see that like a tzvas. They paint and just random rocks that are colored. but that's just because it's really a zecher. But they would paint the graves so that Kohanim knew, I can't go over there. There's a grave there, right? And anybody that went there would become tamei. So if you're trying to get ready for Pesach, it's a wrong place to hang out. So they would mark the graves, v'yotzin af al haklayim, and they would even start to go out. The bezin would send these people, inspectors, who would go to the fields and see if anybody's being over on klayim.
You just announced it that same day.
What? Right, and then they would start sending people out.
No, it's okay.
No, that was on Rosh Chodesh. Now we're on the 15th.
Yeah, that was 15th.
That was Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now we're on the 15th of Adar. Okay. V'lama be'echad ba'adar, says the Gemara. This is Yerushalmi. Why do we announce it on the 1st of Adar? Like, who picked that date? So, three reasons. Number one, k'dei she'yavo Yisrael es shekleyen ba'onatan. So the people should have time to bring the shekels in the right time, which is by the fiscal year the Beis HaMikdash began on the 1st of Nisan. So we're giving you a month's time to get that shekel up to Yerushalayim. V'titareim trumas halishka minachadasha bismana be'echad benitan. So there'll be time for the Beit HaMikdash to begin the new money to buy karbanos by the 1st of Nisan. They're giving you a month leeway. That's the answer number one.
What is the deadline for you to bring it?
You to breathe, the deadline is going to be on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're going to see at the bottom of the page, it's not so simple. You could have till Shavuos. You could have till Sukkot. You'll see in a minute. We'll see. Umar Rebbe Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, he says, Trumas Halishka Tchitchilasa. The using the Truma, using the money of the Machzor Shekel, follows the first time that this was ever done. Where it says, Kiddichsib, Bayehi Bachodesh Arishon, Bashana Hashenis, Be'echad Lachodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. It was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's really the same reason. Since Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first time that they ever used people's Machzor Shekels, it's like that now also. So you have to say, and also, V'tani Allah, and we learn over there, we learned, B'yom Shehukam HaMishkan, on the day that they established it, Bo B'yom, on that day, Nitruma Hatruma, the Truma was utilized. It was donated, right? No, it doesn't mean donated. What does Nitruma Truma mean? Yeah, they started using the new Truma. So we backdated a month just to give people an opportunity to bring it. That's all. Answer number three. Reb Tavi, Reb Yoshia, B'Shem, Kahana, Nemar Kan. It says by Rosh Chodesh, Chodshe Hashanah. Right, v'nemar, and it says by the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh and Parashas Bo, lahalan chodshe. Also says the word chodshe. Ma chodshe shenemar lahalan ein monin ella minisan. Just like the Rosh Chodesh in Bo is talking about Nisan, right? That Rosh Chodesh is really Nisan. Af chodshe shenemar kan. So too, when the Torah is telling you the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh. Ain monin elami Nisan. When do you start? You start Nisan. So therefore, when am I starting my fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash? In Nisan. And I have a chiyuv to give a machzor shekel in time for Nisan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah says, one second. Shavak, Reb Tavi, Rosha, Demas Nisa. Rebbe, Reb Tavi, forgot the first half of that brisa. He left out the first half. The Omar Sofa. He only said the second half. What's the first half say? It should say Delo. Delo Kain Kahada. Doesn't it say the following? Meaning, it says the following. Detani. It says Zos Olas Chodesh Bichadcho. Yachal, I would think, Yehi Torim Bekal Chodesh V'Chodesh. Every month you have to give Machzor Shekel, I would think. Talmud Lomar, no. Bichadcho. L'chadche Hashana. You only have to give it once for the whole year, for all the months. Right? Just darshan the pesukim. Yachal, I would think, you can give it any month you want. Who made up Nisan? Nemar kan chodje, v'nemar lahalon chodje, gzeir shava, ma chodje, shenemar lahalon, ein monin elam Nisan. Just like the chodje in Bo is talking about Nisan. Af chodshe, nemar kan, ein monin ella minisan. So two, only two. By the way, when he said you left out the first half, you only went to the second half, nothing changed. It's just longer, it's a longer road to get there. Say bottom line. The bottom line is it's a Gzeir Shava from Chodesh Hazel Lachem in Bo. Okay? So at the end of the day, what did we just learn? Like I said, there's no Shaklev Atarya. There's no back and forth. It just goes, it just reads. What's the story? The story is that there are three reasons, really, it's really like one reason really, why we start the fiscal year in Nisan. Basically, it's because that's how they did it back in the Mishkan. And we give you a month's time to make sure you get that shekel over to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? And then you announce it.
Half
shekel. Half shekel. Max shekel. Right. Okay? Mahu. Now the Gemara says like this. Mahu mashmi'in. What does the word mashmi'in mean? Because I translated that it means announce. Yeah. How did I know that? Because I didn't see the article, but yeah, it says machrizim, which means announce. And then he says, the Gemara is going to ask, in the Mishnah, the Masifta tells you, the Gemara is going to ask what the word means. And he quotes a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, it says, Vayishama Sha'ul Es Ha'am, which means, shall announce to the people. Right? So they give you a clue right there. Rashi says, Lashon Hachraza, there in Shmuel. Right? It's not Hosea, but it's Shmuel. And the Radak says, Vayishama comes from the word Vayesof, which means he gathered, which is a similar shot. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So Rav Huna Amar Machrizim. Rav Huna says it means to announce. Hach Ma Da'at Amar. This is just like it says. Vayitnu Kol B'Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. Right? Vayitnu Kol B'Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. Yeah. Okay. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Fine. Now, the Gemara asks a question. Taman Taninon, we learned, Ein Bein Adar Rishon La'Adar Sheni. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Ella, Mikra Megillah. What's different? Megillah. There's no Megillah Adar Rishon. Right? And Umatanas Lavionim. And Matanas Lavionim. When we get to this Mishnah in Megillah, we're gonna go through it in much more greater detail. What's left? What's left? Sudas Purim, is you have a Sudas Purim in Adar Rishon? And Mashalach Manos, you have in Adar Rishon? I don't think so. So what's left? The what? Dal Parshios, that could be. So we have to get to what that Mishnah means. For purposes of now, we don't have to know all that. Anyway, just what does the Mishnah say? There's no difference. Now, what does that imply? What about Machzor Shekel? You have to give it twice. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Because there's no differences except for Megillah and Matan Zavionim. Right? Reb Simon, Mbishem, Reb Yoshua ben Levi. Reb Simon says in the name of Reb Yoshua ben Levi, Af, also, Shomea Shkalim, also announcing for Shkalim, Viklayim, and Klayim, Beinehem. That's also different. It's also different. Right?
So you don't have to give twice.
Announce twice. Maybe you have to announce twice. It could be. However, what?
It's
correct. So the Mishnah said that that's not a difference. Comes along with Reshuv and Levi, says it is a difference. How can you Reshuv and Levi argue on a Mishnah? How can you argue on a Mishnah? Right? What's the answer to that question, guys? You guys went to that cheer. How can you Reshuv and Levi argue on a Mishnah? So I didn't ask that question. The Gra asks this question right here. He asks it. He says, "Look at this, it's in the Mishnah Tel Yoho, like halfway through the fat lines." He says, "Reb Shimai b'Shem Reb Shuv ben Levi, v'im Tomar v'chid Palig Reb Shuv ben Levi Amas Nisan." Can Reb Shuv ben Levi argue on a Mishnah? Diktani ein bein Adar Ella Priyasa Megillah Matanos Lavionim. The ein Lomar. Don't tell me, Tani v'Shire, that the Mishnah left out things. That's the cheap answer. Don't tell me, well, the Mishnah left out things. No, don't tell me that. Why? It says there's no differences except for this. That means I didn't leave anything out. Right? So he answers, the Gro answers, the Ayin Tosas Reish Meruba. At B'yesh Lomar, the Rishur Ben Levi, Utaimei, Ozil, the Pasak, Lekaman, to Rishur Ben Amliel. The Gro answers that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going to agree with another shita that we're going to have on Amud Beis of Yeshua ben Gamliel, who argues on the Mishnah. He's a Tana. He's allowed to argue. Says to Yeshua ben Levi, I hang my hat on him. Yeshua ben Gamliel is a Tana.
So, Yeshua ben Levi is that in between point?
Correct. So, he doesn't want to give that answer. He said, well, you know, Yeshua ben Levi, Tana, who, Paula. He didn't say that. What does he say? He has another Tana who to rely on. Just interesting that he raises the question. I thought it was interesting that he picked up on the question. Right? Like all of a sudden, he argues on a Mishnah? Right? No, he has someone who to rely on. We'll see on Amud Beis, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is going to argue. But right now, that's the question. The question is, there's no question yet. Now, can we just parentheses or we cannot? Rav Chelbo, Rav Huna, Rav, B'Shem, Rav Chia, Rabba, Kol Yotzi, B'Yodal, Chuzman, Kriyasa. Everyone can be Yotzi on Yodal, because that's what you're supposed to read. That doesn't have to do with anything. Amar Rav Yotzi, V'Yus, V'Yus means he's right. And Rav Shimon Levi's right. He's right that what? That you don't read Machzor Shekel twice. You don't announce it twice. You only announce it once. He's right. How do you know he's right? Klum Amru, Mashmin al Ashkalim. Why do we announce on Shkalim? Lo kidei sheyaviu Yisrael eshkalein ba'onosan. Isn't it because the people should bring the Shkalim in time? In time for what? In time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what are you going to do? You're going to announce it 2 months before? Who's going to remember that? 2 months before. It's Adar Rishon, right? So if Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Now it's due. Im at Omar ba'Adar Rishon. If you're going to announce it Adar Rishon, Ad Kidun is Shita B'Shata Shitin Yomin. There's a 60-day delay until they're due. That's not going to help anybody. Nobody's going to come forward with that. 2 months delay. Klum Amru, right? Yotzin Afal Aklayim. Don't we also announce that if anybody has Klayim, they better get rid of it because we're going to start sending investigators. Lo Kadeshi Hatzmachim Nikarin. But shouldn't that be at a time when actually the growth is recognizable? Shouldn't that be? Sending him out Im Omer Ad Ba'ad Arishon. If you're telling me it's not the Rishon, Ad Kidun Einun Tekikin. It's not even growing yet. Which is exactly the reason they're making Adar Sheni. Because it's still the winter. So what do you gain by announcing it? First of all, the announcing it 2 months before to send money never gonna work. Second of all, you announce it 2 months before we're gonna start coming out on the Klayim. No one can tell if they have Klayim yet. It's too early. So he says Rav Shimon ben Levi is right, and they only announced it once. When? Adar Sheni. Rav Chizki is Sha'al. Rav Chizki asks the following question. Me'ata b'nei Bavel. So we live in Bavel, right? So we can't even get to Yerushalayim in 30 days, let's just say. So the question is, did they go be Ola Regal? It's like, aren't they going anyway to be Ola Regal? It's like, what exactly is this question? So b'cha b'bavel mashmin al ashkalim me'rosho shel choref. They would announce it in the beginning of the winter, right? Lo kidei sheyaviu Yisrael l'shkaleihem ba'ono son v'yitrom tumas halishka mehashkadasha bizmana be'echad benitham. To give them enough time. You have the whole winter to get there. You have the whole winter to get to Yerushalayim and deposit your shekel. The carbon Eda says. What? I know, so he says like this. He says it's in the Divya Masal of Me'ata. The Iker Tam Hachbraza, the main reason why you announce is Kadeshi Aviu Ba'ona San Dafka. That you should get there on time. Im Kane, Lama Mashmina al Shkalim Ba'adar, Ha'iyashalahem Livyim Kodim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They can't get there in time. It's impossible. The Yesh Garson, Mirosh Oshal Choref. That's how we learned. No, they announced at the beginning of the winter. They need to hear it now in the beginning of the winter. In order, they have the whole winter to get there. Okay? You're asking a good question, and I was wondering, why aren't they going, if they're going for Pesach, why can't they bring it then? So it's late.
Too late,
so we're going to see in a minute. Hesiv, back to the Gemara. Hesiv Rav Ula Kume Rav Mana. Rav Ula was sitting by Rav Mana. But Tanina, and we learned Shlosha Prakim Bashana Tarmin as Alishka. There are three times a year where they were Torim Velishka. What does that mean, Torim Velishka? How does Arzu translate those words?
They withdrew.
What are those two times? What are the three times? Prasa Pesach, half a month before Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach. Prasa Teres, 2 weeks before Shavuot, and Prasa Chag, 2 weeks before Sukkot. So Amalei, he tells him, Neymar Elon Dekriven Prosa Pesach. Who brings before Pesach? Elon Derechokin. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. I'm sorry, the words have to be stuck in here. Amale Neymar Elon I'm sorry, Elon Dekriven Prosa Pesach. Those that live close by, make sure they get there 2 weeks before Pesach. At least by Nissan, right? Elon Derechokin, if you're a little further away, Prostat Seres. You have till before Shavuos. And Elon Derechokin, if you're really far away, Minhon, Pros, Hachag. You have till Sukkot. So look at the last Karban Eda. The last Karban Eda says like this. He's explaining. Lefi Mashmos Mishnah Zu. It's Masha from the Mishnah. Nemar de Gimel's Manim Elu. These three times, Kavu are established. Litrom, Mashkele Hakrovim LeYerushalayim BePesach. V'achrokim ksas bateres, v'achrokim biyoser b'chad. Right, three different. Our Mishnah said you have to bring it by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Comes along this process. That's not so true. Depends where you live. You really have much more time to bring it. Right? I'm back into the Karban Eda on the last line there. Nimsa shadai af libnei bavel b'achrozas ador. Then they could even get away with an announcement in ador. Shadayin yesh pnai. They have plenty of time to get there before Sukkot. It's very rare that you have a Rashi going on to the other page, right, before it finishes. Tosos you have. Rashi you never have. Here he has it. So you hear what he's saying? What he's saying is... What? I know. So he says, but the printer never did it in Babli. No such printer would do that. I don't know why. So his question is like this. You said you have to announce the beginning of the winter to get people time to come. What are you talking about? We have a Bryce that says you can announce it whenever you want. Let them announce it Adar Aleph. Let them announce it Rosh Chodesh Adar, like the rest of Klai Yisrael, like Eretz Yisrael. And they have to cook it. They have 6 months to bring the shekel. Why do you have to announce it now? What do you have to announce the beginning of the winter? What? What other chag are you talking about? So they live closer. What? That's my question. They're not coming for Shavuos? I don't understand. They're not coming?
Shavuos is only 49 days away.
That's very hard.
It's difficult.
Come Pesach, turn around, go home, go back.
Yeah. No, so announce it in Kislev.
I mean, depending on how far you live.
That's what the Gemara said. Announce it in Kislev, so they're going to bring it for Pesach. Right. And the Gemara said, you don't have to do that. You can announce it in Adar. You can announce it in Adar. I, they can't get there in time Pesach. Yeah, but they're going to be there for Sukkot. Bring May flowers. April showers, bring May flowers. Okay. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara answers, no. That's not what it meant when we said that there are three times when you open up the Lishka. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean you can donate three times. It means we withdraw from it three times. Amale, kula ka'achati ba. No. Everybody has to bring it before Nisan. And therefore we have to announce it in the winter to give them enough time to get over there. That's not what we're talking about. V'lama amru shlosha prakim. Why did it say three times we open up the lishka? That's k'delazos pumbi l'davar. That's just to publicize. That the Beis HaMikdash is going to, I guess it was a big production, right? They would open up the lishka, and we're going to buy now karbanos for Yontif. That's all it was. So when did they do that? Before Yontif time. That's all. That's not when you can come bring it. No, you have to bring it by Nisan. You have to bring it by Nisan. Therefore, we're announcing it by Adar. Hey, you live 100 miles, you have 10,000 miles away, you can't get there. All right, we'll announce it in the winter. Give you plenty of time. That's all. But
Behud
the Barpazi.
Yeah, but then you got the other question that we asked before about
this. You just get one back in town.
We're going to talk about that.
The Gemara asked Adar Aleph, you can't announce it because it's 60 days. Who's going to remember? You're telling me now that you should announce it before the winter?
It's a good question. So first of all, there was no Klayim. Oh, maybe there is Klayim in Chutz Laretz. There is Klayim in Chutz Laretz. I probably didn't intend inspectors, the Chutz Laretz. Probably didn't do that. So that reason doesn't apply. And what's the alternative? That they're not going to remember? They have no choice. I hear.
I know. Well, what if that was inspectors for your fields? Any other way around?
It's a good question. It's a good question. I guess I don't know if I'm saying. When do we announce it? When do we ever announce the mitzvah?
Because they have guys going out anyway. They're doing it.
Every field they got to check.
No, they had people going out fixing the roads, making sure the mikvahs were, making sure the mikvahs. We're going to have more things tomorrow. What else they would be doing? It's not a bad question. I don't know. It's a good question.
The thing is, who makes this announcement?
Bessa
makes his announcement, so who reminds Bessa and the Chutz Laretz to make the announcement?
Bessa doesn't need a reminder.
Yeah. Listen, it's that Inland of herself, and who's going to remind them?
Exactly.
Okay.
We'll analyze the Talmud.
A little Agadah. If anybody's interested, there's a little Agadah here. Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rebbe. Listen to this. Hey, Nick, Rav Alon Nevis. How can you not read these psukim and not tremble? Listen to this. Latova, it says like this. When we need money for the good, for the big Mishka, what does it say? Call the Div Lev. Everybody that had a good heart donated money. But Lara, when it was for the Egel, by Yisporka Kola'am. The entire nation comes through. Everybody comes through. Right? Next. Latova, when it comes for good, it says, what's the good over here? What? Getting the Torah. The Yotze Moshe Esam. Moshe goes out to getting people inspired. Right? Lara, when it was come for the Meraglim, Vatikravon Eli Kulchem, every single one of you came forward and complained to me. Right? Litova, when it comes to good, Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. First Moshe, and then, oh, he's saying Shira, I will say Shira too. Right? But Lara, when it comes for bit, Vatisa Kol Eida, everybody all of a sudden pipes up. Right? Amr Abchia Bar Abba, Achen Hishkimu Hishchitsu, V'chol Hashchasa, Sheyosin Bashkama, Oyosin Osa. So that's a pasuk. Let's look at the carbon Ada. The carbon Ada says like this: Klomar, it's the first skinny line. Gam Hanavi Tzafanya Hochichan Kiyotze Bezeh. He said the same thing, Tzafanya. Why? What does it say? Tzafanya. Tzafanya's good enough. Moish. Tzafanya's good enough. It says in Tzafanya, Hashchasa Asu Bahashkama. To get up early in the morning to go do averus. Everybody got up early in the morning to go do averus. L'tova V'hatov Lo Asu Bahashkama. Now we'll take make that at 11 a.m. Right, we'll call the mitzvah for 11 a.m. for to go to the who knows what that will make 7 a.m. That's finally the same. It was the same same mussar. Shigabi egel tiv vayashkimu mimacharat. They got up right early in the morning to do the egel. Early in the morning they woke up at the crack of dawn. For gabi nizvas hamishkan tiv v'heim heviu I love. Oh nadav v'boker. Yeah, in the morning. Lashkama mamash. It wasn't hashkama minyan. They didn't go to Hashkama Minyan to go to Minyan. They went to Hashkama Minyan to donate for the Egel, right? But when it came time for the donating for the Mishkan, nobody showed up to the Hashkama Minyan, right? Okay. Amar of Abba, listen to this Gemara. Amar of Abba bar Acha, Ein at yachal amel ufya shal umazu. You can't even figure these people out. Why? Because at the end of the day, Nitbarn le'egel, v'nosin. They come collecting for the Egel, they give. Nitbarn le'mishkan, v'nosin. They come collecting for the Mishkan, they give. Any cause, any Jewish cause, you tell them what's some Jewish cause, to give. I don't care what it is. Egel, they'll give. What?
Still the same.
Still the same. Egel, they give for right? Especially non-religious Jews. They give to the wackiest causes. Wackiest, craziest causes. Okay, they give. That's the human nature. The human nature of a Jew is to be a giver. You can't figure them out. They give to anything. Okay. That's not necessarily a criticism. The first one was criticism. Everything for bad, they're running. For good, they're lazy. Right? Okay. Tana, Rabbi, who's this? What? Rabbi Yossi, I have it as an abbreviation. Tana, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Hadam Asnitsa, it says that, Vasitsa Kapores, Zohav Tahar, which means, Yavlo, Zohav Shal Kapores, the Zov, the Kapores shall come, but Yechaper al Zov Shal Egel, and it'll be Mechaper, the Zov of the Egel. Fine. Rabbi Chagai, B'Shei, Rabbi Shur Megam, that's not Shur Megam, Leo. Rav Chagi b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. Shalosh trumas nemru parsha zos. It says three trumas. Number one, trumas adonim. There was a special truma just for the sockets, right? What's the message behind that? I think the message is the base. It's the yisod that held everything up, right? Number two. Right, exactly. Trumas shkalim. That was the stam shkalim for the upkeep and for the karbanos and. I think that's what it means. And Trumas HaMishkan. What's Trumas HaMishkan? And for the rest of the building of the Mishkan. Right. Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'yichali Truma, Trumas Adonim. Mi'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo tichvas Trumas Yidja Trumas Shkala. And v'zos Truma asher tichvam eitam zeh Trumas HaMishkan. Trumas HaMishkan l'mishkan mashi yir tu yasir. When somebody came and said, I want to donate XYZ for purposes of XYZ. Good. Trumas Shkalim l'karban mashi yir tu yasir. Whatever somebody wanted to donate, they would say, no problem. Kadeshi Yad Kul on Shav. Everybody should be the same. I don't know what that means. Everybody should be the same. What does that mean? So the carbon Eda says, Le'ezek carbon shayu tzrichin. I'm in the carbon Eda of Masha Yirtu Yasu. He says, Le'ezek carbon shayu tzrichin. V'chein mebakri mumin. The guys that were in charge of checking mumin, they got a salary. Hayu lokhin scharan mitrumas alishka. They would get paid for that. right? Vekama shayu rotzin hayichol litain. Whatever they want, I don't know what that means. Whatever they wanted, they got. Ubulvad sheyad kulam shav. As long as it was equal salary for everybody. Okay. Anyway, shumat adonim la adonim. The shumat adonim was adonim. That's heshelo yarbe v'adal lo yamit. You couldn't give more and you couldn't give less. Right? It was one half a shekel. Why? That levels the playing field. Nobody can ever say, look how much I gave. Look how little I gave. I couldn't give any. No. You had to come up with the money. Half a shekel, you couldn't give more. Everybody's equal. It's an equalizing, right? That's why it's a max is a shekel. It's not even a shekel. Look how ordinary you are. I want a half a shekel from you, right? That's the message behind.
I never understood that thing. Where were the poor people?
What?
If everybody emptied out in Mitzrayim, where were the poor people?
Right. Who had? Well, and everyone in the Midbar had exactly. There was always those logistical questions. There were always logistical. Everyone had a machzor shekel to hand over. Yeah. Nobody needed to change. It's a logistical question. Where did they get machzor shekels from? From Egyptian money. It's always a logistical question in the Mishnah. Okay. Anyway, Amar of Avon, the parsha Azos Nema Gimel Trumos. Even in the parsha of the truma itself, it says three times truma. Right. Even in the parasha in Kisisa, where it says Machzor Shekel, it says Truma twice. It says Machzor Shekel, Truma Hashem, Tein Truma Hashem, and number three, Lotay says Truma Hashem. Okay, now it says Betesvav Bo, Kardesh Megillah B'Krochim. On the 15th of Adar, they would read the Megillah in the Krochim. Says the Gemara, Lo Kain Amar B'Chelbo, Rav Huna B'Shem Rav, B'Shem Rav Chana Rabba, Hakol Yotzin B'Yadalid. Shuzman Kriyasa. Everybody can read on the 14th because that's the time you have to read it. Right? Says the Karban Eda. Way up there. Afilu Krachim. Even Krachim. Shu Iker Zman Kriyasa is on the 15th. If they read it on the 14th, says Rav Chelbo, that's good. Vaha Ditnan Krachim Karban Tesvav. Hainu Amratsu. If they want to do it, they can do it like that. Masha Enkin Ayaros Asur Sukos Petesvav Kinsiv Lo Yavar. Comes along with a club with a massive chiddush about Hilchas Megillah. Even Yerushalayim reads it on the 14th. We all learned it. Now, that is optional. That's optional. But if they want to, they can read it on the 14th. Like, what's this doing here? Because he mentioned the 15th of Adar. So he says, by the way, that's an optional thing, a reading on the 15th. Really, they can read it on the 14th. So, Amalei, Lo Ba El Lamedcha Shekol Mitzvos Hanahagan Ba'adar Sheni Eino Nahagas Ba'adar Rishon. This is not true. The whole reason why all the mitzvot that are on Adar Sheni are not knowing in Adar Rishon, that's why, I'm not sure what this means. That's what I said, I didn't know what this meant. So the Tiklin Charetin explains it. It's on the fattest lines. It says, Amale Loba, Klomar, La'ola Mas Nisin Isya Kirby Chelbo, the Yotin B'Yadal. Really, you can be Yotin. He's right. You can be Yotzi Yadalit. Vaha delo nakat elo tesvav. Then why did the Mishnah pick tesvav? So you want to say, someone answers Mati's answer. Because it's Purim. You're busy. What, they're announcing on Purim? Well, don't wait till after Purim. Right? That's what, Tom give that answer. But the Tiklachat doesn't give that answer. He says, elo tesvav, b'shem derachal hashmienu, the kal hadvarim, the chashas masnisen, shematiyam, b'tesvav, ba'adr, eno hegez rak ba'adr beiz. How does it answer the question? I don't know. How does that answer the question? We picked the 15th to tell you it's Adar Beis and Adar Aleph. How does that answer that? Why couldn't the same thing be on the 14th? We picked Adar Beis to tell you that there's no such thing as Purim and Adar Aleph. Why did we pick the 15th? It would be the same thing. I don't have an answer for that. Anyway, Hakal Yotze B'Yadal Chutzman Kriyasa. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yosa, Rav Acha, Havin Yosvin. They were sitting. Am Rabbi Yosa, L'Rav Acha. Rabbi Yosa, Rav Acha. Lomas Dabra, what's he talking about? Like, he's not right. I don't think he's right. That what? That anyone, even in a walled city, can read the Megillah on the 14th? El Sha'avar. That's only Bidi Evid. Bidi Evid, if they read it on the 14th, and they forgot to read on the 15th, Bidi Evid. Aval Leba, that means Lechachila? No. Lechachila, no way. Right? No way. Vatani, it says, Makom shenagu lekrosa shnei yamim, koronosa shnei yamim. If you have a minhag to read it 2 days, you read it 2 days. Meaning, you have a suffix, you read it 2 days. According to Rav Chelbo, what are you reading it 2 days for? The whole Klai Yisrael can read it on one day. and even a walled city. So you have a city. I'm not sure. Was it walled here with Yeshua ben Nun? The archaeologist says yes. Some say no. I don't know. Read it both days. What are you reading it both days for? According to him, read on the 14th. You're all good. Right? Amalei, Af Anon Savar Kain. Yeah, I agree with you. But he didn't hold like that. So he has to hold that, no, you can't read it. You don't have to read it on both days. And you don't have to read it on both days. Why? Because he holds the 14th is good enough for everybody. Amar of Mana. Mana is what he's talking about. Yus. That's true. He's right. Ilu Mishikiriyaya Biyadalid. Chozer Vikiriyaya Bitesvav. Shema Ein Shomenlo. If you read it on the 14th, and then again you read it on the 15th, right? She'im im at Omar Kain. If you're going to say that, that what? That you read it both? Nim says, Oker is mankrachem biyadecha. Then you're never going to read it on the 15th. So he's arguing. He says, of course it has to be that you read it on both days. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to read on the 15th in a walled city. So what's going to happen? It's going to be a Suffolk walled city. And the word is going to go out. They only read it on the 14th. So why did they do that? You only have to read it on the 14th. So let's put this business with the 15th. So of course he's wrong. In other words, it's a machlokas. Tani. Now this is when I said before that Rabbi Shur ben Levi held like Rabbi Shur ben Gamliel. This is it. Tani. Rabbi Shur ben Gamliel Omer. Mitzvah Tanav Heges Ba'adar Sheni. Einu Heges Ba'adar Rishon. None of them are the same. Chutz except Mehesper V'tainus. Except there's no hesped, there's no tainus. In other words, according to him, they're exactly the same. Shehein shavin zeh bezeh. They're exactly the same. Rav Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rav Simon, B'shem Rav Shur ben Levi, Halachah Rav Shur ben Gamliel. That's how we paskin. Rav Huna Rabba B'tziporin, Amar, Hinhig Rav Chia, Rav Chanina B'tziporin, Kada, Rav Shur ben Gamliel. He practiced like that. Lo, Amar, Ele Hinhig. He says he was knowing like that. Aval ha la halacha lo. But the halacha is not like that. Now, aval inyan shtaros, what about a shtar? When you're writing a document and it's adar aleph, adar beis, what do you write? So, kosvin adar rishon, the adar sheni. You write adar rishon, you write adar. What about stam? What if you wrote it stam? So, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, adar rishon, stam. Adar rishon is stam. So, if you write adar, we think that's adar rishon. Adar sheni, and if it's adar sheni, Tanayin, Adar Sheni, then you have to write Adar Sheni means Tanayin means two. Adar Sheni is Adar Sheni. If you have to write Adar Sheni. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Everybody have a very good day.